so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We have some really cool stuff for you. More importantly, God has some really cool stuff for you. And I was praying about our time together, and I want to minister a verse that God put in my heart for us today. And it's in Ephesians 3, verse 16. It says that God would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, in your inner man. And you know, you may be watching today and you feel just kind of weak and frail, and maybe you're discouraged, disappointed, you got some bad news, you know, just kind of, whew, you just feel worn down. Well, pick up the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would strengthen you through His power, through the Holy Spirit in your inner man. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, man, everything changes. It's a game changer. So hop on the phone, get on the website. I want to pray this verse for you that God would strengthen you and give you energy and really pick you up and vitalize you. So, Mom, that's a super important verse because it changes the Holy Spirit. I love this about the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is a catalyst.
Yes.
Changes everything.
Right.
It's kind of unexpected and really, really powerful and totally wonderful. Oh, my goodness.
And if you're a born-again Christian, His Spirit is in your spirit. Mm-hmm. And learn to listen. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at Jesus healing the sick, you see a lot of different ways. One of them is spitting. Remember how He spit on the mud and put it on the man's eyes and told him to go wash it off? And the man did, and he came back seeing. Spitting. Now, that's bothered me. You know, and you don't see it a lot in the Bible, spitting to get people healed. And I really questioned the Lord about that. You know, you spit on that man for his healing. And the Lord said to me, I didn't spit on him. Well, I said in my Bible, you spit on him. He said, no, I spit on his blindness. I am against blindness. So Jesus wanted people whole. So I believe He listened to the Holy Spirit, and He was spitting on blindness. Blindness is a part of the curse, and Jesus redeemed us from the curse. But another thing I have put in here in chapter 11 about demonic activity in sickness. I never want to make the devil look big. We have a big God and a little devil. But demons are involved in sickness. Because, you know, we see the dumb spirit, the deaf spirit, where He literally calls them that. We see the Gadarene, full of demons, cutting himself, couldn't live in society, and how he runs to Jesus, and how he is made whole. So it had to be spirit, soul, and body. He's made whole. So we see there is demonic activity, and you know, folks, you're going to encounter it, but I wouldn't look for the devil. I would look for our Heavenly Father, Jesus our Savior, the power of the Holy Spirit, and what the Word says. Because demons, you know, they can talk and try to make you afraid. And if you're going, and I'm not going to say if, you're going to pray for the sick, you're probably going to see demonic activity. So don't be scared out of your brain and think, I'm not spiritual enough to handle it. You have the Word of God to handle it with.
Right. And you know, Mom, when Jesus cast out spirits, He cast out the dumb spirit, you know, people who couldn't speak. He cast out a deaf spirit, you know, people who couldn't hear. And so there is evidence that some sickness is directly demonic activity. Now, is a person possessed, oppressed? I don't know all of that.
Yeah.
But I just know in the Gospels, there are occasions where Jesus confronts a demon and casts it out. And sometimes a demon talks back, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But whatever, Jesus has power and authority over that demonic stuff. So, and I think sometimes in America and in kind of Western European thinking, we've dismissed some of that stuff. You know, we're like, you know, that's mystical, that's hokey, it's really, you know, all that. It's fairy tales, you know. We just, and I think that's what the devil would love.
Of course.
You know, that's called camouflage.
Right.
And we really need to be dialed in that there is a spiritual world, and it's very, very, very alive and very active. And just because it's not feel, touch, smell, logic, rational, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's very, very real. And we need to understand and operate not just physically and in our mind and our emotions, but also spiritually. And I like what Paul says in Galatians 5:25, let's walk in step with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when you see, when we walk in step with the Holy Spirit, we walk in step with not only the fruits, but also the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is healing. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is miracles. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is faith.
Right.
I mean, demonstration. So walking in step with the Holy Spirit and staying in concert, we see these results. We see these gifts and fruit operating because that's who God is, the miracle working God.
And Jesus said, the same works that I do shall you do also. As I am, so are you. You know, so this is what I do. I watch very carefully what Jesus does with demons. How did he handle them? And it's interesting to me that the Gospel of Mark, which is the shortest gospel, has the most about demonic activity. And I noticed something else in this gospel. It says immediately, over and over and over. That's one of the most common words there. And another thing I see in this gospel is the attitude of Jesus as a servant. And I believe, you know, we are his servants. And part of our serving is the casting out of demons. And it doesn't appear to me like it takes forever and ever, you know, and just, oh, beating yourself to the ground to get a demon out. Jesus walked in authority, and we don't walk in the authority of our name. We see some people who tried to cast out demons that didn't have the name of Jesus. The demons attacked them. It's his name that casts the demons out. So we see demons, they recognize people. They recognize the people they are oppressing or living in. And they want to stay there. They don't want to leave. They wander in dry places. So they like to have a person they can express themselves through. So Sarah talked about the Holy Spirit. Listening to the Holy Spirit and what he says to you, because Jesus did cast out spirits, evil spirits, by the Holy Spirit. But I watched Jesus as he encountered Satan. It didn't say Satan just showed up and showed off. It said Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And there Satan tempted him, and Jesus won every time. And I know the tool he used. He used the Word of God, because he would say to Satan, it is written. And this took care of Satan. And it said that he came out of all of that wilderness experience in the power of the Holy Spirit. When you get into the Word, you get into also the power of the Holy Spirit, and the two work together, and they can give you a sense of what that spirit is. Now, spirits like to come back to where they were. They've been cast out, but the person doesn't stay in faith, doesn't stay in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, doesn't stay in the Word, and they want to come back and they want to bring more than they had before. Why? Because they want expression. So we see they can come in great groups, but the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and you know, I've done it in mass in Pakistan, where you have a lot of people who are demon-possessed, stand on the platform and cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And I had a lot of people, maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people, helping me with the demon-possessed people. And people coming up, giving their testimony, how they are free in the name of Jesus. Now, some of these people have been dedicated to demons when they're babies. There are people in the United States that they've been very involved in demonic activity because their parents were. And so the enemy, do you think he wants to just say, oh, whoopee, Jesus is here, goodbye? No, no. And I'm telling you, this chapter 11 on demonic activity will really help you understand not to be afraid, what the weapon is you can use, how you can resist the devil, he'll flee from you, how you can cast out demons in the name of Jesus, because he told us we're supposed to.
Yep.
They need to get it, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And really, it's a helpful resource. And one of the things I like about this is it's not that spooky, kooky, woo, you know, kind
of flaky, weirdo stuff.
But just real feet on the ground. What does the Bible say? And let's just take the Bible at face value and see, okay, well, this verse says this. This is what Jesus did. And what does that look like for us today? So hop on the phone, get on the website, grab a couple of these. Be a tremendous resource benefit for you personally. You know, you might consider as well getting this for your kids or your grandkids. Because I think it's really important for us not just to think of things for ourselves, but to think of things in generational context as well. It's very important that our kids, our grandkids, that they're aware of what God says, what the Bible says, and what's available to them, not just through our parents. Sometimes I think we look at our parents, we're like, oh, you know, they're these great, strong believers. But really, they're models and starting points for us to be encouraged in our faith, mm-hmm. to not only stand on their shoulders, but also to see God moving and working through us in even more ways than we have with our parents. So make sure you grab a couple of these for your kids, your grandkids. They make great, great presents. Oh my goodness, really wonderful presents. And when somebody's sick, it's a great thing to take to the hospital. Somebody's depressed, it's a great, super, super great gift to give them. So grab a couple of them and it'll be a real big, big blessing in your life and those that you give it to as well. And, you know, we're going to come back in just a little bit and continue to talk and wrap it up about healing and really see that healing is for us in our bodies, healing is for us in our thinking and our emotions, and healing is for us spiritually as well. And we're going to do a special prayer for you, especially not only for physical healing, but a special prayer as it relates to healing in your spirit. So make sure you put your remote control down, because I know sometimes you're like, yeah, you know, click on to the next thing, and you don't want to click on because God's got to click for you to upgrade your life. So put the remote control down. We're going to come back in just a little minute. Obviously, you can get on the phone, but we're going to continue to minister to you about healing in your life, healing, what it looks like in your daily living, what it looks like for your family, what it looks like in your body, what it looks like for your spirit, healing in all areas of your life. So, and maybe you want to call a friend or text a friend, say, hey, you know, get on the website. They're showing, talking about healing or this. But really, it's going to be a powerful, this last segment is going to be a really powerful time for you to connect with healing for yourself.
Many people live with sickness and depression on a daily basis. What they may not know is that God has a better reality available to us. For your gift of $45 or more, we will send you an anointed pack of resources that will show you, through God's Word, how healing is for you and will raise your faith to the next level. Included in the great offer is Marilyn's Broken Be Made Whole syllabus, Total Healing Book, and the God's Benefit Healing Booklet. These three anointed volumes will bless you through God's Word and promises for your healing. For your gift of $100 or more, we will also send you the Healing Promises Afghan, covered with powerful scriptures on healing you can speak over yourself and your loved ones. Experience God's healing touch, keep sickness from returning, live in divine health, and bring healing to others. Call or click today to receive this life-changing resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you. The Holy Spirit gives you boldness. When you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, there is a boldness that goes with it. If you don't believe it, read Acts 2 and then read the rest of the book of Acts. I mean, those are bold people. Even when they're squished, thrown in prison, they are bold. And I want to encourage you to be bold to pray for the sick, to be bold to come against the enemy. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you." It didn't say, "Let the devil walk on you." It said, "You walk on the devil. There's a power and anointing for believers. We need to be bold. So I'm going to share something that happened to me in Indonesia. I like Chinese food, and of course they have wonderful Chinese food there. So they took me to this very elegant restaurant, some of the Christians did, very nice Chinese restaurant, and we walk in, and the table next to us, there's a man sitting propped up on a board, who I figured was paralyzed. So we're eating lunch, and then the Lord said to me, go pray for his healing. Well, I don't speak Indonesian, and what are they going to think of some Anglo person come on, I'm going to pray for your healing. So I asked some of the people at the table, Christians, would you go and interpret for me? They said, yes. So we went over, they asked, you know, and they said that Marilyn prays in the name of Jesus. We believe Jesus died for our sins, arose from the dead, and that he heals the sick. They said, yes, it's fine. So I laid hands on him. Now, I'd like to tell you that he jumped off that board and ran out of that restaurant. He didn't. I don't know what happened to him. I just did what God told me to do. Well, they left before we did, and so we're getting ready to leave, and so they want to pay their check. My friends did. And they said, no, no, they paid your check. I thought, we were not anticipating that. But that just put my faith out. I'm believing that God is doing something in that man and healing his body. Boldness. Be bold against the enemy. Take the word of God against him. Be bold to pray for the sick. I've hardly ever had anybody turn me down if they were sick in their body and I offered to pray. Even in Iran, you know, which totally Shiite Muslim, totally, you know, the guide we had, she wanted prayer for healing. I said, now, fam, are you okay? You know, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, I said, and I put my hand on you. Is that okay? Oh, yes. And I found it in atheist countries, in Buddhist countries, in Hindu countries, communist. Healing is the dinner bell of Jesus. We must ring it, and we must ring it against the enemy.
And you know, Mom, when we talk about healing, healing happens all, you know, happens in our bodies. It happens in all different places and situations and circumstances. But I feel like one of the most important places where we get healed is when Jesus comes into our life.
Right.
Because that's a spiritual healing that comes and repairs the brokenness in our hearts, the brokenness in our spirits. And without Jesus living in our lives, our spirits are broken. We're fragmented. We don't know truth. There's lots of things and difficulties and struggles, and we become overwhelmed by life because Jesus isn't in us. Greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. So it's really important that we have Jesus in our hearts, and that really, in my mind, starts kind of the ripple effect of healing starting in our hearts. So I want to ask you to join me in prayer. Let's ask Jesus to come into our hearts. And if you've never done that before, oh my goodness, you're in for the biggest treat of your entire life. And maybe you're watching, you say, well, I've done that a million times. Well, let's do it a million and one. Because the truth of it is, I know this for myself. I can never get enough of Jesus. I always want more. I'm designed, I'm created to crave my Creator. That's how I'm made that way. So let's pray this prayer together and ask Jesus to come into our hearts. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming and dying on the cross for me. I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done. I thank you that you've risen from the dead. I invite you now, please come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. From this moment for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, for those of you pray that it's the first time, oh my goodness, what a celebration, what a party. Hop on the phone, get on the website, let us know. We want to celebrate with you the beginning of what I would call spiritual healing, that you're walking in supernatural, the spiritual life that Jesus has for you with his victory. And I encourage you as well, grab a couple of these, Broken, Be Made Whole, great resources for you to help you with healing and healing not only for yourself, but also for the people around you. Mom, it's so important that we live in the truth and the reality of Jesus alive today.
That is for sure. And I like this. It would be good to write your experiences down that you have because they encourage you for the next. And so, like, I go back and rehearse times I've cast demons out of people and I've been frightened. You know, The first time they said, I'm coming out of her into you. Well, I'm thinking and I'm leaving, you know. And how that girl got wonderfully delivered after about five times of praying with her. I mean, we did a lot of it wrong, but we used the name of Jesus. We used the word, and she got free and stayed free. So I rehearse that. And that's what I want you to do. I don't want you just to say, I believe in healing. I want you to receive and practice healing. And I want you to know there are many, many. And Jesus said, the same works that I do shall you do also. As I am, so are you. You know, there can be healing. Then when we see that you could take claws from the body of people and that God can give a special word, just a word of knowledge. We see the nine gifts of the Spirit. We have the gifts of healing. So there, God has so many ways to heal. You'd be embarrassed to leave sick. And you'd be embarrassed for people to leave sick. And I know sometimes God has given me a word of knowledge that there were people maybe with growths one time in the roof of their mouth. And I just thought, oh God, you know, if it's not true, they're going to throw rocks at me. And I argued with God. I said, I don't want to do that. And the Lord said to me, you're always asking me for words of knowledge. Then when I give them to you, you explain them away. He said, so I'm going to quit giving them to you. I thought, no, I'll do it. I'll do it even if I'm insecure. And so I did. And three people had growths in the roof of their mouth that disappeared. You see, we're walking on His word. We're walking on the name of Jesus. Be bold. Be filled with the Spirit. Pray in tongues. You know, get out there. Walk on the water, because He will uphold you. And it is the dinner bell that brings people to Jesus. And Sarah, I love this because I believe it activates faith, not only for you to be healed, but for others and for God to use you. Why can't He use you? He can use you. So put your hands out. I'm going to pray over them. Father, I thank you for everyone watching this program, that healing is the bread of the children and that we are to lay hands on the sick and miracles are to flow through us. I thank you, Father, for everyone calling in today, being healed, a manifestation of healing, because they're calling in faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, you heal us inside the broken heart. You heal the broken mind, the broken emotions. You heal the broken body. And that Jesus, as you are, so are we on this earth. You weren't sick when you walked here. And that you not only heal us, you give us health. Oh, how wonderful, Jesus, you give us health. And I believe those watching this program receive in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And you know, Mom, I was thinking about this as it relates to Jesus. In Luke chapter 10, it says, now after the Lord appointed 70 others, He sent them out in pairs ahead of Him. And it says in verse 17, going down, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to your name. And God multiplied, Jesus multiplied His ministry on the earth by sending out His followers. And so if we're following Jesus, then Jesus wants to multiply His ministry on the earth through us. So I just encourage you today that not only is healing for you, then healing body, soul, and spirit, but also Jesus wants to activate you to perpetuate His ministry through us on the earth. So you can touch people and pray for people and reach people that we can't. And God's designed us for our unique opportunities, unique spheres, unique places where we have influence and reaching people. So let God use you. And again, just say yes to Jesus. Yes. And if it doesn't work, yes, I'm going to continue to believe in you. Yes. If it does work, yes, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be a stronger believer and a weaker doubter. Hop on the phone, grab your study guide. God wants to use us to bring healing.
Many people live with sickness and depression on a daily basis. What they may not know is that God has a better reality available to us. For your gift of $45 or more, we will send you an anointed pack of resources that will show you, through God's Word, how healing is for you and will raise your faith to the next level. Included in the great offer is Marilyn's Broken Be Made Whole syllabus, Total Healing Book, and the God's Benefit Healing Booklet. These three anointed volumes will bless you through God's Word and promises for your healing. For your gift of $100 or more, we will also send you the Healing Promises Afghan, covered with powerful scriptures on healing you can speak over yourself and your loved ones. Experience God's healing touch. Keep sickness from returning. Live in divine health and bring healing to others. Call or click today to receive this life-changing resource. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha Oil Vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Isabel, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word.
Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour, and it's perfect for you and your family. Spots are limited, so visit our website to apply today. Come join me. I cannot wait to see you.
I have something in my hand that I want to get into your hand. What is this? Broken? Be made whole. You know, brokenness in us makes room for God. And listen what you're going to receive. You're going to see in chapter 1, there are different types of healing. There's healing for the broken heart. What else? That faith really does work. What else? How do you keep your healing? How do you not let go? What about demons? Are they involved in sickness and disease and broken hearts? Well, you will see when you receive this. I think this is probably one of the greatest wisdom books for being made whole you will ever receive. So be sure you get it and use it and, what else, pass it on. You know, books work while you sleep. They are missionaries. Let this one be a missionary for you.
Many people live with sickness and oppression on a daily basis. What they may not know is that God has a better reality available to us. For your gift of $45 or more, we will send you an anointed pack of resources that will show you, through God's Word, how healing is for you and will raise your faith to the next level. Included in the great offer is Marilyn's Broken Be Made Whole Syllabus, Total Healing Book, and the God's Benefit Healing Booklet. These three anointed volumes will bless you through God's Word and promises for your healing. For your gift of $100 or more, we will also send you the Healing Promises Afghan, covered with powerful scriptures on healing you can speak over yourself and your loved ones. Experience God's healing touch. Keep sickness from returning. Live in divine health and bring healing to others. Call or click today to receive this life-changing resource.